The silence of the forest was more oppressive than the heat, and at this hour of the day, there was not even the whine of insects. Only when Jack himself roused a gaudy bird from a primitive nest of sticks was the silence of shattered and echoes set ringing by a harsh cry that seemed to come out of the abyss of ages. Jack himself shrank at this cry with a hiss of indrawn breath, and for a minute became less a hunter than a furtive thing, ape-like among the tangle of trees. Then the trail, the frustration, claimed him again, and he searched the ground avidly. By the trunk of a vast tree that grew pale flowers on its gray bark, he checked, closed his eyes, and once more drew in the warm air. And this time his breath came short. There was even a passing pallor in his face, and then the surge of blood again. He passed like a shadow under the darkness of the tree and crouched, looking down at the trodden ground at his feet. The droppings were warm. They lay piled among turned earth. They were olive green, smooth, and they steamed a little. Jack lifted his head and stared at the inscrutable masses of creeper that lay across the trail. Then he raised his spear and sneaked forward. Beyond the creeper, the trail joined a pig run that was wide enough and trodden enough to be a path. The ground was hardened by an accustomed tread, and as Jack rose to his full height, he heard something moving on it. He swung back his right arm and hurled the spear with all his strength. From the pig run came the quick, hard patter of hoofs, a castanet sound, seductive, maddening, the promise of meat. He rushed out of the undergrowth and snatched up his spear. The pattering of pig's trotters died away in the distance.
Okay, I guess the forest fire burned itself out eventually, and this chapter starts with Jack out hunting for pigs. At first, I wasn't sure how much time had passed since the fire. The author doesn't tell us outright, but he does give us some clues. Jack's hair is a lot longer than when he first got to the island, so we know it's been at least a few weeks. His hair is also lighter, and his back is sunburned, so he's obviously been spending a lot of time in the sun. One thing is for sure, he is becoming right at home in the jungle. The only thing left of his clothes is a pair of ripped-up shorts, and he's tracking the pig like he really knows what he's doing. He can tell by looking at a vine that a pig has touched it. The author compares Jack to an ape. He's even using his nose to sniff out his prey, the way an animal would. It's almost like Jack is turning into an animal himself. Let's keep reading from the beginning of the last paragraph on page 49, the one that starts, "Jack stood there."
Jack stood there, streaming with sweat, streaked with brown earth, stained by all the vicissitudes of a day's hunting. Swearing, he turned off the trail and pushed his way through until the forest opened a little, and instead of bald trunks supporting a dark roof, there were light gray trunks and crowns of feathery palm. Beyond these was the glitter of the sea, and he could hear voices. Ralph was standing by a contraption of palm trunks and leaves, a rude shelter